Since the first episode, I had been in love with Guy Fieri. I had my room decorated with sheets and wallpaper of him. I even had 4 body pillows of him. 2 of them were well used. I had a corner full of stuffed figures of him. I even bought a bag of hairs that fell into his food that the restaurant owners had saved. Sometimes I would put them in my food and eat them. Once I'd do my business, I would pluck the hairs out to reuse for my next meal. Back at my old high school, I made a club about him. I was the only member. I was never lonely, though. I kept 2 of my body pillows, the unused ones, 1 for each arm. I talked to them and covered them in my saliva when no one was looking. It was an after-school ritual. I always had dreams about him. "Welcome to Flavortown," he'd say, as I sank to my knees, desperately clawing at his flavor stick. It always ended before it got good, unfortunately. I love him. I'd let him drip salsa on me and eat it off with chips. I'd let him pre-chew my food for me. I want him to stuff my pussy like he stuffs a quadruple patty burger and eat me with all the ferocity he does a steak. And let him do anything to me. I graduated high school last year, and then I was working in a restaurant. My dream is to open my own restaurant and have him come in and review my food, then my pussy. So naturally, when I heard he'd be coming to the restaurant I worked at for his show, I was ecstatic. Words can't describe the feelings that I felt that day. Just remembering makes me giddy. April 23rd, that's when he showed up. I woke up at 1 a.m. to spruce myself up for the occasion. I couldn't stop thinking about it. The owner of the restaurant had told me that I would be the one cooking his meal. This would have been the perfect opportunity to lace it with Viagra or roofies. Of course I couldn't because of all the cameras that would be watching me. Guy Fieri watching me cook. My body was already trembling with pleasure. I felt my panties hang heavy. I left a trail of liquid wherever I walked in the kitchen. Finally, the moment came. I heard the bustle outside the kitchen. I peeked out to see a camera crew running about. I walked to the window and I peered outside into the warm spring day. The sun was bright, sending a wave of white light down onto the ground. Submerged in the light was an angel. My angel. Guy. He drove his red convertible out of the bright light, his shades glistening with sunlight, his bleached hair flowing through the wind. Elegantly, like wind blowing through leaves. His bowling shirt flailed around wildly, a thrashing beast worn around his body. I couldn't be any wetter. My pussy was overflowing. People were slipping on the floor. I didn't care. I quickly checked my reflection in the window. Would I be good enough for him? I could only hope. stood by the owner, awaiting the heavenly arrival of Guy. I stood, my hands clenching my apron. My heart was beating like a drum, but it felt so right. The nervousness had a feeling of belonging. He burst through the door, shouting loud in his sexy voice, "Welcome to Flavortown." His voice made my body quiver in delight. The smell of expensive, overpriced cologne filled the room. I couldn't stop sniffing. There was a hint of hair gel swirling in with the cologne. He looked at the owner, putting an arm around him, looking at the camera. "I'm here in Orange County with Todd Baker, where his famous deep fried, stuffed, and wrapped in dough, deep fried, and stuffed again, monster burger burrito Philly cheesesteak sandwich on a pizza is made." Hearing Guy say the owner's name and seeing his arm around him was enough to make me want to kill my boss out of jealousy. The owner said something about the restaurant. I honestly wasn't listening. My eyes were glued to his beer and all of the excess grease and crumbs in it. Oh, what I wouldn't give to suck them out of his beard. Finally, he looked at me and said out loud, "And this is Nikki Frustuck, and she will be cooking me this wonderful meal today." He didn't even have to touch me. I unleashed a legendary squirt, spraying the camera. I opened my mouth. That's me. I silently celebrated in my mind. That came out well. "Well, let's take a look inside the kitchen," Guy said, gesturing for the camera to look at the back of the room. As they did, I saw Guy look at me. He gave me a smirk, almost cynical, almost excited. On camera, we went from station to station, explaining the purpose of each and everyone. My eyes were glued to Guy, however. I even chopped off one of my fingers, but it was all okay. Once we get into the bedroom, I'll have him use it to fuck me. Maybe even have him put it between a hot dog bun, deep-throating my finger. It made me shudder in pure pleasure at the mere thought. Finally, it came to my favorite part. I began cooking in front of him. I could hear him taking a loud sniff and letting out a satisfied gasp behind me. But something weird was going on. He kept leaning closer to me, sniffing. Leaning closer, sniffing. It caused my hand to erratically shake. He stood by the manager. "Smells good, right? Bet you can't wait to eat it." The manager was tooting his own horn. His guy nodded. "Oh yes, I see something I really want to eat." His eyes gravitated to my ass. I could feel his eyes on my ass. I froze. He licked his lips, getting saliva stuck in his goatee and mustache. I wanted to turn around, rip my shirt off, spread flour all over my body, and have Guy draw penises on my body with his tongue. I wondered if he'd let me call him Sauce Daddy. Hopefully he will. As I worked on the meal, I made sure to drop every fucking thing in the kitchen and bend down, moaning and wiggling my booty as I picked it up. I figured giving him an appetizer to the full meal would ignite his passion. The fumes filled the room with that sweet, delicious scent of food. It was the perfect romantic setting. Food, us, tables and chairs in a restaurant, and several cameras pointing at us. Kinky, dirty thoughts raced through my mind. His actions, his voice, and his words. I couldn't believe it, but it seemed like he was hitting on me. I was overjoyed. Even if it wasn't true, I let out an ear-piercing squeak for the record time of 1 minute and 55 seconds without taking a breath. After that spectacle, the manager and crew looked scared. Everyone did. Except Guy. He just kept smiling, licking his already wet lips. Finally, the food was done. After making his usual commentary on the preparation, it was time to serve it to Guy. We walked to the best table, and he sat down. I came out carrying the food. I was envious of the food. I wish he'd eat me out like this food. I set down the steaming plate in front of him, but his eyes remained fixated on me, on my breasts. I squealed, running behind the camera crew, unable to control myself. What was I doing? My one and only love was staring at me, and I ran, stupid, stupid, stupid. Guy went right on with the show and violently dug into his food, destroying it, wrapping his tongue around each part, and he jammed his tongue into every nook and cranny. His saliva dripped down into the food, the fluid soaking into the food. I couldn't stop watching. I swear I had an erection watching this. He devoured the food, stuffing the meat into his mouth, cramming it deep down, and rubbing his tongue all over it. I was practically moaning behind the camera crew. They were trying to kick me away out of fear. I couldn't handle it. It was too good. There was a puddle under me. I splashed in the puddle like a little duck. Quack, quack, I moaned while splashing. After a few more minutes, he finally finished his food. He made his commentary on it. It was over. The heaven I was living in only lasted a few hours. He had all the footage he needed, and he was now going. It felt like I wanted to die. It felt as if I had received a part of myself that I had been missing for so many years, and now it was leaving. Guy Fieri came one by one, hugging each employee, and when it was my turn, I screamed and I backed up to see a wet trail coursing down his shirt. I realized I did that and blushed profusely, happy that a part of me would stay with him forever. The camera crew loaded up and were ready to leave. We were outside gonna watch him leave, but then something happened. He hopped out of his car and started walking up to me. Sorry to ask this, but I left my sunglasses in the kitchen. Can you come with me to unlock the door so I could get them? His sweet smile made my heart pound, and I nodded. We walked to the kitchen, and when we were inside, he closed the door. I was too busy obsessing over him to realize we don't lock our kitchen doors. I turned to him, my eyes filled with confusion and unexpected fear. His smile pushed his cheeks up until they almost covered his eyes. So sorry to trick you like this. I didn't know how to get you alone any other way. He walked towards me, and and out of instinct, I backed up until I was pressed against a wall. His belly rubbed up and down my body. A belly dance from Guy. I couldn't contain my juices. I see you're already wet. I'ma juice you like an orange and then I'll drink you all up. As he says this, his tongue slithered around in his mouth as he made a slurping noise. Oh my, he's gonna make me into a Nikki milkshake, I thought to myself. Without warning, his lips met mine with a moment of blissful peace. And despite how fast my heart was beating, I felt calm, as calm and as safe as I could be. I'd rate you a 5 out of 5 on taste, appearance, and preparation. He rated me? I don't deserve this heaven. Without warning, I was thrown to my knees. I looked up to him, my eyes wavering. Sir, I stammered. He smiled down at me. He reached into his pants and his hand came out, covered in Cheeto dust. He reached down and rubbed it on my lips. I'm gonna make you my bitch. Now kiss me, bitch. I want that Cheeto dust in my mouth. I complied to his command, standing up, meeting my lips with his in a joyful reunion. His tongue slithered around my lips. All traces of Cheetos were erased, sucked into the black void of his mouth. Saliva mixed together into one giant ocean of love. I was his sausage bitch. I sank to my knees and untucked his flame-covered bowling shirt. In a fit of passion, I ripped his flaming bowling shirt off of him, only to find another one. I unbuckled his ripped jeans, letting them drop to the floor. Finally, all my dreams are being achieved. I reached into his boxers, and I pulled out his mega doodle noodle. It was thick and throbbing in my hand. The producers were probably wondering where we were, but I did not care. He wrapped a hand around the back of my head, and he looked straight down into my eyes. In a deep voice, with a seductive undertone, he said, "Welcome to Flavortown." And with that, he plunged his cock down my throat. He gave me no time to be prepared. My lips were tight around his shaft. I felt so dirty. I felt so shameless, easily giving myself up to this man. I felt so right. I looked up into his eyes. I could tell from the look on his face that I was doing all right. That was all that mattered. I couldn't control my body around him. I would do anything, anything to see him pleased. I managed to stabilize myself by pushing off of his thighs, no longer bobbing my head back and forth on him. I took my time. First, I sucked all the way back to his tip. My lips were just barely on his tip. I delivered a short but sweet kiss to it before indulging myself more. Now my lips were tightly wrapped around his shaft just after his tip. My tongue twirled around his tip in gentle give him maximum stimulation. The moans he gave assured me of my success in doing so. My hand slid up to his balls. Softly and slowly, I massaged my future children as he moaned out my name. Nikki, Nikki. His cock was now throbbing, and I went all in. I wrapped my remaining hand around the bottom of his cock, and I moved in motion with my head bobbing up and down on his meat. My other hand was still busy massaging the boys, and I could feel him tense up. His noodle was about ready to doodle all over my face. Or maybe he let me eat his pastry. The thought of that made my erotic movements even more intense. Faster, faster, harder, harder, I thought to myself. I can't stop now, I must get his cum. My heart was beating until I swear he felt it too. My pace tripled for each heartbeat that occurred while I was pleasuring my sausage daddy. Then, it happened. A creamy mess in my mouth. He let out a mighty roar that stumped the trump, triumphed over Shrek's own mighty bellow and woke the children on the other side of the world. It was a magical moment. I didn't stop. I kept sucking as well as I could manage. 3, 2, 1. Got a blast. Bam. Another load emptied into my skull. It felt like a shotgun had entered my mouth and fired. My head ricocheted backwards and smashed on the stove. I began to fade in and out of reality. Nikki, Nikki, don't make me spank you with spicy racy nachos. Those were the last words I heard. After that, I heard silence. Rather, I heard the lack of sound because there was nothing. It was a dark, soundless void. I burrowed deep within it, now wanting to leave, hoping it kept me safe. The last thing I tasted and felt was his warm, gooey love sauce and the throbbing pain of my own head. I hoped and prayed that this wasn't a dream. If my meeting with my sausage daddy turned out not to be true, my life would be over. If it wasn't, I savored some of his sausage grease in my mouth. I will put his cum in a jar when I get the chance. And then I would sniff it all day long. That all banked on it not being a dream though. When I awoke, I was covered in many different things. Salsa, potato chip crumbs, taco shells, roast beef. It was almost as if someone had eaten over top of my body. Upon looking around, I realized I was home. My heart began to sink. I was in my bed, at home. I passed out in the restaurant. Unless it was a dream. I sniffled and I tried to hold back tears. My eyes flooded and the streams of salty droplets rained from my eyes. Then from the abyss that my heart was sinking into came hope. That smell, cheap cologne, hair gel, grease. The water was running in the shower. Like a lion locked onto its prey, I dove off my bed, sprinted into the bathroom, and swung the door open. My eyes widened in disbelief. He was actually here, in my room. Guy Fieri. He put on his flame-covered bowling shirt. He just took a shower in my room. I made sure to lick every drop of the water out of the shower later. For now, however, I was drooling in delight. I slurped my slimy saliva, and as I looked at his beard, he looked up from the menial task of buttoning up his shirt, a task a slave like me could do with a big smile. Nikki, sweetheart, how are you? After that crazy ride to Flavortown, I was afraid you were dead. He burped each word, each breath smelling like pickles and pepperoni. Wait, so we really mashed meats? I quietly gasped. It was no dream, it was reality. Mashed meats? Nikki, we pulverized our privates. He laughed aloud, causing my face to turn a tint of pink. He kneeled down on one leg and smiled up at me. From his back pocket, he produced a half-eaten onion ring and he held it up to me. Nikki, will you marry me? As he smiled, I could see little bits of spinach in his teeth. He didn't stop me from tearing. A weird rush of emotions came over me. My knees shook under my own weight. My arms trembled as I tried to hold them to my mouth. Salty tears slid down my face, over my hands, and dropped onto the tile flooring. With overwhelming enthusiasm, I nodded my head, his grin grew even bigger, and then he ate the ring. After that, it's been 6 long years. Every day of each year was spent in Flavortown. We have 8 kids, each named after my hubby's favorite food. It's just my Guy Fieri and me. But sometimes when I'm feeling naughty, I have an affair with my body pillows.